Dr. Andrew Wakefield is our guest. We're almost out of time. 5 more minutes left with him, and we're going into retransmission. Trying to quantify what these autoimmune responses are and all these countless other studies in other parts of the body, the pancreas, the liver, the brain. But we were trying to, during the break, to talk about what is this connection to the stomach, this, you know, this highly volatile area of the autoimmune system, obviously the front line, and tying into the brain. And I think you quantified it excellent. Break that down.
Well, the brain, the intestine is really the first point of exposure to many, many toxins, bacteria, alcohol, any number of toxins. It's got to be working properly. It's also the biggest immune organ in the body. It's also got more neurons, more nerve cells in it than the brain. So it's a crucial interface between us and the environment. Now, people say, I don't understand this gut-brain link. Tell me how it works. Well, alcohol is a very good example. Alcohol is a neurotoxin. It poisons the brain. We take it through the gut. It has to get through the intestine, through the bloodstream, to the brain. So there's a very good example of how a gut-brain neurotoxicity can operate. And people then start to understand how that might take place, how that might be working. There is nothing conceptually difficult about what we're talking about. Does it happen in other diseases? Yes. Patients with celiac disease and allergic sensitivity to wheat, they have a number of neurological problems, including dementia and seizures. But it all starts in the intestine. So that is a very, very fruitful area, not only to approach the mechanism of this disease, but also help treat children to get them better. So that has been my approach and will continue to be my approach to this.
So something toxic is being triggered in the gut, and neurologically, do we know what's going on in the brain? I mean, they can deny it's a vaccine, but what's happening to their brains?
We still don't know. We still don't know. We know that function is being altered. We know that growth of the brain and development of the brain are being altered. How is that happening? We don't know. And there are many people who've got some very, very good ideas about things called as excitotoxins causing inflammation and damage to the brain. But at this stage, we're still looking.
Yeah, that's what Blaylock goes over and all the other doctors he sources on this this inflammation. And wow, well, we've got about 2 minutes left. Any other tidbits that are important for parents and people out there?
Well, my final message is really to parents, and that is read. Please go and read. There are two sides to this debate. Read both sides of the debate. Go to the CDC's website. Go to the National Vaccine Information Center and other people's websites. Get the information. Find yourself a sympathetic doctor and talk them through your concerns about the vaccines. Ask to see the product inserts. Read the product inserts to see if there is, for example, the mercury preservative thimerosal in there.
Because they lied for years and said that they'd taken it out.
Well, they advised that it was taken out. There was no order saying this is a neurotoxin, it should not be in there, take it out. But at the same time that they took it out or advised that it should be taken out, they put it back in the influenza vaccine.
So that four times what it had been.
That's right. Pregnant mothers and young children getting the influenza vaccine containing mercury. So you're taking it out on the one hand and putting it back in the other. That makes no sense.
And then they say, well, you get the same amount in a sandwich, tuna sandwich. But talking to endocrinologists, people that toxicologists, they explain this is injected directly into the blood, not going through the stomach, that's designed to filter some of that out. And it's not like mercury in fish that's biologically bound, is the way it's explained to me. So it's much different, especially when it's connected to the pathogen, which then supercharges it.
Yeah, I think that's right. If people are saying that, and they are saying that, that it's no worse than having a tuna sandwich, that is grossly misleading. And that's only either being said through ignorance about mercury metabolism, or it's deliberately deceptive. And that's most unfortunate. So my final message is for the authorities, because what you are doing is compromising public confidence in vaccine safety policy across the board. And unless you address parental issues, unless you address their concerns, and it's 89% of American parents that we're talking about, then you are going to attrite vaccine uptake across the board, and there are going to be problems. And at the end of the day, it will be you, that is the authorities, who are responsible for it.
Dr. Wakefield, powerful interview. Look forward to having you back soon. Hopefully you can get Jenny McCarthy on the show. I've heard she's a listener from some of her friends, but that's yet to be seen. Wow, they're trying to crucify it, but I believe they're failing. They're trying to scare other researchers away from this info. We appreciate your courage, Dr. Great having you.
Thank you very much.
Great job, crew.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, and arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Another broadcast, another transmission. It is Tuesday, the 18th day of January 2011. The founder of the Eagle Forum, conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly, will be joining us for the last 30 minutes of the next hour today. I saw a Fox News article yesterday about how, you know, the Tea Partiers are being taught their place by the mainline Republicans. And Cheney is saluting Obama for learning the ways of Bush. And it's reportedly going to be business as usual and the Democrats and Republicans coming together to fleece the American people with a value-added tax on top of the income tax and all the carbon taxes and the rest of it. More and more, it looks like the Republicans might try half-heartedly to repeal government takeover of health care. They'll lie about it and say it's communist and socialist, which would be bad when really it's fascist written by the insurance companies. If Republicans actually told the truth, like Ron Paul does, and said this was written by the insurance companies, corporate fascism, the left would shut up and the right would have an epiphany and realize that mega corporations are the ones creating and financing the big government to give their oligopolies and monopolies and combines power to consolidate vertically. But the Republicans are saying, yeah, we're going to try to repeal the communist health care in the House. And I get to hear the neocon talk show host every day saying Obama's a Marxist and he's a communist. Not in the sense that these conservatives are claiming. They don't want to take your property and distribute it to the poor. They want to take your property and give it to themselves. They want you to be a feudal serf, and they've got an army of domesticated welfare people who they now recruit to be TSA and police officers and spies. That's where they're getting their recruits, and military people who are trained as attack dogs to sick the middle class. Sick gun owners, sick someone with a cowboy hat on, sick crackers, as Chris Matthews would say. Crackers are bad. White people are inherently evil. I mean, it's all a system where the police are trained to blacks must all be criminals, get them. White crackers are evil, get them. You know, just everybody's evil, but your loving bankers up on the mountain, way up above us in the heights, lovingly making the grass grow, making the sunshine each and every single day. So Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who they're trying to demonize and discredit, he is an academic gastrointestinal doctor, and he did amazing research that's been proven to be correct over and over again, dealing with autism and autoimmune response and these antibodies in the intestines of the autistic children that he tested. We had so many other medical doctors on to back up what he, a medical doctor, is saying as well. They're doing this big hoax right now to try to discredit him, claiming he's been discredited with no proof. British researcher Wakefield defends link between vaccines and autism. British researcher holds true to his study despite claims of falsified data. Remember Gary Webb? He went to the hearings of Ricky Ross and others. It came out that the CIA was shipping in the narcotics. Later, the government had to admit that in the 1997 CIA hearings in Congress with the CIA Inspector General. There's just countless cases of aircraft crashing run by the U.S. government filled with heroin and cocaine. Now in the year 2010, 2011, they admit on Fox News that our troops give the fertilizer to the Taliban to grow the opium, and record levels are pouring out. But they gave the Pulitzer Prize to Gary Webb. They gave him the Pulitzer Prize. Then they ran this hoax saying he had lied and he'd been discredited and not all of his research was right. And then the San Jose Mercury News got rid of him. So he was writing the magnum opus on the subject with even more proof. And he was telling me, I'll come on your show soon, Alex. I'll come on your show soon. I've got all the proof. It's incredible. And they came to his house and shot him twice in the head. And he told Ricky Ross on the phone to him in prison. He told his friends his house was being broken into. He'd move because of it. He'd come home and men in suits would be climbing down the drainage pipe from his two-story house. And he told Sela Castillo that, former DEA agent. He told others that. And then the usual suspects went on air and said, oh, it's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. And Sela Castillo and Ricky Ross, they're lying. He didn't say that. He lived in a one-story house, spinning the fact that he moved because of the break-ins to another town from the two-story to the one-story. See, they always play little semantical games, counting on you not paying attention. They always play these little games, with things. So ignore the forest of evidence. They'll go and show you one fallen over tree that you never even talked about and discuss, oh, look at it, it's fallen over. Is this little area really a forest? It's kind of a small 100-square-foot meadow here. He's lying. We're not in a forest. We're in a meadow. And you're like, but we're in a forest here, and this is a tiny meadow within the forest. See, they play little semantical diversion games, distraction games with people, and it works like a charm. And so I can't tell you how many neocons and people sent me emails over the year of comments going, oh, Gary Webb, that was discredited. None of it was discredited. None of it. What did Popular Mechanics do? They came out and did their debunking and said there was only one interception of a jet aircraft in the year preceding 9/11, 2001, September 11th. And I was going through their book on debunking, and it was just all disinfo. But on that one point, I even called into a talk show that the head of Popular Mechanics was on, James Meggs, because he will not come on this show or any other show and debate. He has to have it, you know, be a one-sided, his side only, because he can't debate. And I said, here's the Reuters article. Here's the date where the spokesman for NORAD, the Air Force major, 4 months before 9/11 gave a press conference. Here's another article, gave the headline, where he, 8 months before 9/11, gave a speech and bragged about the 156 times that they'd intercepted aircraft in the year before, including Payne Stewart. And you say it only happened one time, that it was Payne Stewart, and that the Air Force rarely intercepts, and that the fact that the jets were launched late and told to fly at almost stalling speed. The point is, they just put out a book saying that there had been one interception in the year before when there had been over 150. And they just state these things like they're facts, like we're supposed to just accept it and receive it, and they're counting on us doing that. Or a lot of times they'll just ridicule. They'll say, I think it's kooky to think that fluoride is bad for you. You know, it's in comedies, it's in movies, it's in dramas where the crazy bad neighbor who's evil or a child abuser or a terrorist is into things being in the water. I mean, I can't tell you how many TV show plots I've seen clips of on YouTube where they're looking for the mastermind who went to launch the bio attack in New York, and they find out it's a crazy professor who's concerned about chemtrails and fluoride in the water, and so he's a crazy man who wants to blow up children. And it doesn't even make sense. It's just, the message is, if you are warning people about poisons in the water and food, you want to blow up children. It's just nonsensical, mindless propaganda at a bestial level. But I am digressing. I'm going to come back and get into the news. I just thought I would talk about Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who's going to be in studio with us today. Look forward to that. I've interviewed him several times over the years over the phone, but now he's going to be in studio with us today. And I know he's been doing national TV rounds. He just kicked off yesterday. What was he on yesterday? Good Morning America. But this won't be sound bites. He'll be able to really break down this hoax. I mean, they've been saying this about him for years, and they say he's discredited. He launched a hoax, and you read the article. Well, there's a few questions about some of the ways he conducted the test. They don't even really say what. They just say he's discredited. Oh, Gary Webb, a Pulitzer Prize winner, he's discredited. If memory serves, though, they didn't take his Pulitzer Prize. But you know, here we are 12, 14 years after his Pulitzer Prize and the big firestorm that caused, and all the other investigative reporters, you know, publishing their reports. They sure got him, didn't they? They said he was discredited, and they shot him twice in the head with a shotgun. Man, I mean, I hope they don't blow up my car in my front yard, and the police are so corrupt that they tell everybody, oh, his car just caught on fire, like that woman in D.C. a week ago, ahead of the big energy merger. Or Benazir Bhutto, they machine gun her on national TV, and it's all over the foreign press, her being shot, but our news says she fell and hit her head. That's what they think of us here in this country. And I think of all the other hoaxes they run, where they murder people, and remember all the Clinton people who would get shot repeatedly and they'd be found with their arms and legs and in some cases heads cut off in trash dumps in one case, and the Arkansas medical examiner, Fannie Malik, would rule it a suicide. And this is all part of just setting the precedent that they can do whatever they want, whenever they want, right out in the open, and nothing is done to them. Okay, coming up, NASA's Hansen says impose Chinese totalitarianism on America. We've got the Stuxnet virus attack. Russia warns of Iranian Chernobyl. We've got this David Rockefeller video by a great InfoWars listener there in Chile. We want to salute them. That's coming up.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 18th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,368.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,404.23, $702.12 for a half ounce, or $351.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,404.23, $702.12, and $351.06.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crisis document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
In this short segment, I'm just going to read headlines. Coming up the next, I'm going to dive into them, get into this incredible confrontation in Chile by a YouTube blogger with David Rockefeller coming in from the airport with the big media magnate who owns the biggest share, from what I read, of South American media, Mr. Eastman. And it's David Rockefeller in a wheelchair, the grand overlord of the New World Order, who does start to, he is looking like he's getting a bit senile, laughing at the guy while he screams at him, "We're not your slaves. We know you want to carry out eugenics and population reduction. We know that you're into all of this tyranny. Get out of Chile. You will fail. You will fail in English and Spanish. Beautiful. And then I was heartened to see when I went to his YouTube channel that he's got translated into Spanish a whole bunch of my films and my show. A lot of folks do that in Chinese, Spanish, German, Japanese, Russian. I salute all of you, and we are all brothers and sisters together across the world for liberty and freedom against the global corporate board. So the most amazing confrontation footage I've ever seen with David Rockefeller or any other globalist for that matter. We Are Change has done a great job with Luke. You know, I've done it from a distance at Bilderberg, but this was powerful. This was the grand slam, the hole in one. The royal flush, whatever you want to call it, I've never seen better. The next most powerful would have to be We Are Change Chicago, who absolutely dominated and owned, to use a internet parlance or nomenclature, owned Al Gore a few years ago. And of course, that's had over 1 million views on YouTube alone. Okay, I said I'd get to the news, and I started already getting into that video that's coming up. And then a really creepy PBS trailer for Frontline, getting into something we told you about 10 years ago, but at least now they admit it, how the face scanning cameras tie into the license plate readers. They've gone up nationwide, and they're now introducing this to the slaves. Remember, more than 14 years after I exposed, because it was public, the Telecommunications Act dealing with spy networks, spy grids, how they were listening to all our phones, emails, faxes, with AI keyword systems, with no warrants. Frontline, a few years ago, had a big special, and it was breaking. It was groundbreaking. It was, oh, my goodness gracious, gumdrops. Bush is so evil. Obama comes in, slams the pedal all the way down to the floor. And the left goes, rendition, secret torture, torturing people's kids in front of their parents, expanded wars. We love it. It's like Ron Silver reportedly when Clinton was getting sworn in 93, was by Hillary going, look at those planes. Look at that military. What are they doing flying over here? And she's like, relax. We run things now. Those are our planes. And Ron Silver went, ugh. That was actually in the newspapers. He was, you know, the press saw it and wrote it down. He was, what are they flying jets over? That's the enemy, U.S. military. Just so anti-American, anti-military. And Hillary's like, don't worry, Ron. We've taken over. Those are ours now. I digress. Here is Dick Cheney from The Hill today. Cheney, Obama has learned that Bush policies were right. President Obama has learned from experience that some of the Bush administration's decision on terrorism issues were necessary, according to former President, Vice President Dick Cheney. I had a Freudian slip. He was the president. So we're going to be getting into some of that. If anybody had any doubt that WikiLeaks is a CIA front, Julian Assange may be a useful idiot. In fact, I believe he is. But if there was ever any doubt, this new Tunisian stuff, targeting Tunisia and the WikiLeaks, now they're going to release 2,000 prominent rich people who've got Swiss bank accounts, and you better believe George Soros isn't going to be on the list. He's heavily involved financing WikiLeaks through his right-hand man who basically runs it. And they're now going to burn some, you know, low-level billionaires and millionaires, and that's all part of the OECD global movement to gut the Swiss bank accounts of the lower level nouveau riche, and because that's an official UN policy, and he always follows UN State Department policy. So ex-banker says he's giving WikiLeaks files on the rich. Remember, almost a year ago, our inside sources said it would be banking by the end of it. See, they can't have NSA or NATO or Infopol 9 stuff they've recorded and all the data and all the know your customer. The government's got live access to all your bank accounts in live time. That's now admitted. They can't just release it to burn their enemies. It has to be leaked by the traitor Assange, or for some, the hero Assange. And then they juxtapose it in their psychological warfare model to then use Assange to also crack down on free speech on the internet. So then you're forced to support Assange in what he's doing, even though it's the CIA, because within their master template, if you don't support him, then they have a victory against free speech. See the mastermind control?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
There's no easy way out, folks.
Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground.
And I won't.
And I won't back down.
Okay, let me just do this. And I've never succeeded. I always say I'm going to read every headline to get an idea of what I'm seeing every day and then go back into it. But I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to start back over where I was. Cheney, Obama has learned that Bush policies were right. The Hill. AP, ex-banker says he's giving WikiLeaks files on the rich. Swiss lawmakers angry at alleged U.S. spying program. Julian Assange vows to reveal tax details of 2,000 wealthy people. Yeah, outsiders. Continuing. Nasa Hansen imposed Chinese totalitarianism on America. With the actual quotes. PrisonPlanet.com, Kurt Nimmo. Here's the Washington Times, same story. China-style dictatorship of climatologists. NASA's Hansen prefers rule by decree to fight global warming. That is the new official talking point by literally thousands of these academics. These people are authoritarians. Continuing, Bill Gates wants to register all babies on planet for vaccines so that forced vaccination can be carried out. To save them, of course. Continuing here with the news. Sudan next to succumb to Bernanke's inflationary experiment as country threatens revolution over surging food prices. Fox News, traveling man's gun arrest appealed to Supreme Court. They admit in this article that his gun was completely legal, but that the police still took it and still arrested him. And that ties into some other news I have here where they're just arresting people who neighbors see with guns. And it's always the same. A deer rifle, a shotgun, a handgun, repair people in your house. The police come. You go to jail. They hyperventilate in press conferences, showing 1,000 rounds of ammo. The police going, look, it's Dave. Look at the ammo. And you've got these pop head zombies out there that go, guns in a slave's hand. And then they go to jail with no crime committed. I mean, that's what I'm talking about here. Okay, I said I'd just read the headlines. Look at these financial headlines. States warn of $2 trillion pension shortfall. CNBC. Without aid, Detroit school district may close half of its schools. That's the entire city, Detroit public school system. Detroit News. China is lending and it hits new heights. Again, China's lending hits new heights as they buy up the planet. Here's another one, a strategy to straddle the planet, Financial Times of London. Oil prices over 100, not unrealistic. Iran. Obama wants to shed rules that hurt job growth. That's kind of like they wanted to build a border fence that they never intended to build. Just all talk. Yeah, his carbon taxes will really get the economy going. Missiles off target in major Taiwan drill. Is the Fed broke? Economic Policy Journal. The Fed is only the receivership arm of the OECD, the Organization of Cooperative Development, of Economic and Cooperative Development, and it itself is just a bankruptcy receivership arm. It bankrupts the nation while transferring the assets through the membrane to the global shareholders. So, no, we're broke, not the Fed. They've carried out the fraud successfully until we bring them to justice. Debt bondage, the economic treason of the banks, Bob Chapman. And it just continues from there. Here's some other important headlines. Hu Jintao set for lavish White House reception on state visit as he openly crows that the end of the dollar is nigh. The media lavishes and praises the authoritarianism. Continuing, Stuxnet virus attack. Russia warns of Iranian Chernobyl and says that the country may have a Chernobyl-style disaster. Russian nuclear officials have warned of another Chernobyl-style nuclear disaster at Iran's controversial Bashar reactor because of the damage caused by the Stuxnet virus, according to the latest Western intelligence reports. Then we have, of course, another report dovetailing with that. Cyber attacks could cause global catastrophe. Coordinated attacks on critical computer systems could create a perfect storm with catastrophic global effects, a study found today. And guess who issued the study? And when they issue a study and directives, when they call for Homeland Security to be set up in every Western nation, when they call for federalization of schools, when they call for forced inoculations, when they call for global gun banning and gun control, when they call for higher taxes or a sales tax, you hear your politicians start jumping up and down. When they call for an NAU-SPP merger, North American Union, you start hearing the globalists push it. Who in this London Telegraph article tells us of the dangerous Stuxnet? Well, thank goodness. It's the OECD, who no one ever wants to discuss. The UN is just a little ceremonial debating society that's like one room in a giant palace of the OECD. A succession of multiple cyber attacks could become full-scale global shock. You know the Pentagon's setting up the grid to do this, and actually in their own war plans, they admit it. They war game taking the web down to know how to protect it. Oh, of course. They have to take it down before they initiate it under new Internet 2 with Internet ID, Internet taxes, and everyone will have to have a subdomain name on 100 corporations, 50 universities, and government websites. There'll be a spectrum of subdomains on Internet 2, and you will sign up with a licensure agreement waiving all of your rights. I mean, I knew this 8 years ago because it was all spelled out by the globalists in Internet 2 symposiums, and I'm the type of guy that'll sit around reading hundreds of pages of it. So it's all being prepared, but they're only doing it because of Stuxnet, the OECD that takes over the third world countries, that took Europe into receivership at the end of World War II. The Ex-Im Bank, the IMF, the World Bank are just subsidiaries of it. The Federal Reserve is a subsidiary. A succession of multi-cyber attacks could become a full-scale global shock on par with a pandemic and the collapse of the world financial system. Oh, you're going to lose your bank account and your pension because of the Internet and the cyber attackers. Can you imagine every pensioner, every person with their bank account screwed up, demanding that the government do something? You know, when you find out about data loss, over 80% of it, this is all admitted, is big banks. And the guy running the credit card machine there at the gas station, getting the numbers, and then he emails it or faxes it to his cousin in Pakistan or India or China or Eastern Europe, you know, all the famous places where they do it, Russia, Nigeria, and then they run scams with your credit cards. That's most of it. But notice the media is always, it's the Internet, it's the Internet, it's the Internet, it's the Internet doing it. Then you'll learn Bank of America gives away 3 million of its customers' data. And the whole system's designed, and the government builds all these back doors by law through Microsoft where this is all done so that we're going towards the thumbprint face scan to buy and sell. And they've announced it a few years ago, and it's now in the operating system. You can pull it up. Microsoft, its new versions, have Internet ID built in. And you can pull that up. And how is it going to be? Keyboards with a thumbprint. And for web transactions, a digital photo to authenticate. That'll fix all the problems. It'll also track everywhere you go and what you do. And Bill Gates is calling for all children of the world to be enrolled in this global biometric system. And don't think you're just going to wear a mask. When you go through the body scanner, they get your 360 body scan. So now they have passive cameras that shoot radio waves like sonar through your clothes and scan your body at even hundreds of yards away. They admit in Wired Magazine. The intel I've got is they've got satellites that do it now, not just off your heat resonance, not biometric from a face scan, a heat resonance from your shoulders and the top of your head, but also off of your walk. They have a biometric calculation between the shoulders, the elbows, the knees, the feet, and the movement of the head. And off of that triangulation calculation, they have 100% biometric scan off of your walk from satellite. That's confirmed. But you notice the Germans just got caught 3 weeks ago. Oh, I'm afraid they didn't launch all those new satellites to track global warming. It was a government, U.S. government, NATO deal. They are image infrared biometric scanners to identify personnel on the ground. So I said I'd read through some of the headlines. That's quite a few of them, but here it is. Cyber attacks could cause global catastrophe. The Organization for Economic and Cooperation and Development said, contingency plans to recover systems should be put in place, and cybersecurity policy should encompass the needs of all citizens and not just central government facilities. Well, that sounds like they want everybody to be safe. Well, when you read the Cybersecurity Act, which is a mirror image of this, just like the Food Safety Act says, in the Farm and Food Safety Act, it says Codex Alimentarius, UN implementation of treaty. Well, when you read what the OECD and the UN's calling for, it's exactly what is in the admitted Cybersecurity Act, where it says IT companies that serve 100 or more customers must get government certification and have government hardware placed in their chain to monitor for security threats. And what did this just say? Oh, the government has got to protect you, and you've got to upload all your personal data and protect it in a government cloud computing access system. See, everything now is going to be terminals that tie into this big server CDN system where you've just got your own little tablet, and you won't even be able to buy a tower at the stores. You can try to special order one. You can try to keep servers in your business, in your office, but the web is now being engineered, this is all admitted, where your stuff won't even be able to access in the near future the new systems they're rolling out. And they say, if you don't want to go along with the changes, that's fine. You can live in some type of digital ghetto is the term they use. Remember that program that they produced in England for children showing them the future, where you only get meat on your birthday, everything you do is tracked, you have a travel allotment, everything is surveilled. This is what's being taught now. Total authoritarianism. All these government officials from Al Gore right down to Hansen, the head of the Goddard Space Center, saying, we want authoritarianism. We're going to have one child. This is it. We're doing it for your own good. And don't look for the Republicans to fire him. No. They're now getting their power back, and so they are going to enjoy the spoils. Now, there are some good people in there. The numbers of patriots are growing, but don't think overnight this is all going to be reversed. We've got to stay angry, stay focused. Again, that encompass the needs of all citizens, not just central government facilities, the report said. What should concern policymakers are combinations of events, two different cyber events occurring at the same time, or a cyber event taking place during some other form of disaster or attack. In that eventuality, the perfect storm conditions could exist. And so they go on to call for the Global Cybersecurity Command interfaced with NATO and the major governments. They'll keep us safe from the Stuxnet launched by the U.S. and Israel publicly. We told you that in September. Now here it is admitted. Stuxnet, another conspiracy theory, turns out to be true. And Paul Watson goes through all the different blogs that attacked us and others and all the big newspapers that said it was preposterous that Israel and the U.S. had launched the Stuxnet. But we can see the motive, we can see the history, and we can also see the chutzpah and the bravado and the arrogance out of the U.S. and Israel when they would refuse to deny they were involved in September. Does it take a Goddard rocket scientist to know that Chinese-style tyranny is not a good idea? And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know when you see all those signs, and they love to antagonize Iran. It's part of the policy. I remember Bush 4 years ago had the White House put a press release out about how they were funding four freedom fighter groups to attack Iran, and three of the four groups were top al-Qaeda, including, at the time, the number two in al-Qaeda, commanding attacks inside Iran. And then our media had the nerve to say Iran was running al-Qaeda when al-Qaeda is the opposite of the Shiite-run state, and they hate each other even more than they hate the West. But again, that's from actually knowing who the players are. I know who the basic players are in Islam, just like you know who the players are in the Dallas Cowboys. But see, they know you don't know about that, some of you new listeners out there, so they just lie to you. Oh, Iran, they're running al-Qaeda. I mean, they come out and tacitly admit they launched the attack, and 3.5 months later, well, this is early September, so I guess September, October, November, December. Yeah, we're talking almost 4 months later. Oh, the New York Times comes out and admits the entire thing. Schwarzenegger, gearing up to try to repeal the 22nd Amendment so he can be president, says, I was addicted to being the governor, he told the Austrian newspaper, Krone. Gotta love how he always does everything for Austria first, always gives them the first interviews, everything. Good, go back to Austria. It's a beautiful country, nice people, a lot of culture. Get out of my country. I'm not over in Austria running around talking about how I want to be a dictator and working with Ken Lay, robbing people. Oh, yeah, he was heavily involved in all that. And he just talks about how I lost 200 million, 70 million on movie losses. I've looked at Schwarzenegger's wealth. It's gone way up. You don't think he wasn't in there because he was heavily involved in business deals, including Enron? What a joke. Well, it doesn't matter. Anybody's taking as much steroids as you, pal. You better hope they get that life extension technology perfected real fast because you look like you're about to keel over and fall over. Now, how much makeup they put on you and how they prop you up with that arrogant authoritarian smile on your gun-grabbing, open-border-loving New World Order face. But I'll say to you, Auslander Reich, get out of my country. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. I'm going to get into really key news straight ahead on somebody in Chile, a real patriot.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Shackles on them in Chile.
Don't want no shackles.
They want to be free.
Don't want no shackles on
again,
me.
Again, I had had some pride yesterday. Pride in the strength and the courage and the focus and the spirit that you can hear in this voice. And we've sent a communique via the fellas' YouTube channel. We have it, the video linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When we linked to it, it had about 200 viewers yesterday. Now it's had close to 100,000. I would guess this video will end up getting several million views. It's Rockefeller-owned. Chileans tell him he will fail. And that's what they're saying in Spanish to him, but they're also speaking in English. And I was very proud of the fact that when I went to this YouTube channel of the man who confronted them, and he's there on the YouTube channel saying, yes, I'm the guy who uploaded the video. I'm the guy that confronted him, David Rockefeller, and also Mr. Eastman, one of the richest men in South America, Australian elitist Edward McClure, who served as president of the League of Nations. It just goes on and on here. You can read the whole breakdown at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Rockefeller owned, Chileans tell him he will fail, together with his good old friend Edward Eastman. Mr. Rockefeller takes a quick vacation almost every year in the south of Chile. Both are well known for working with the CIA during the 73 coup against their president down there, and they killed hundreds of thousands. And, of course, Kissinger brags about that. He's wanted on war crimes in Spain for it. And manipulating public opinion through a newspaper called El Mercurio, Edwards is also known for being a descendant of Chilean elitist Edward McClure, who served as the president of the League of Nations from 22 to 23 and also ran the same newspaper. So here is a super high-powered, one of the most wealthy media magnates in South America, super high-powered mafia, Mr. Easton, helping set up with David Rockefeller's grandfather, the first mode of the UN, a big eugenicist, being confronted, and it's just so powerful. And then I go to the guy's channel. He's got our films up there that he's translated into Spanish. He's got all this great work he's doing. And to know that we're influencing great people in Chile, they're influencing us here. Together, we're all nationalistic, pro-family, pro-sovereignty. But it's also a global movement against global tyranny. It takes a global movement to fight their global tyranny, but it's independent. But it's a manifesto of liberty as we all basically think along the same lines. And it's that idea that's bulletproof. Here is the powerful audio and video of the confrontation.
Rockefellers, come back. We don't want your new world order, you know? Leave Chile right now. Leave Chile. You are not... You're killing a lot of people! You're killing a lot of people! Leave here! Leave Chile right now! Leave Chile! Leave Chile! We don't want your world government! Leave Chile right now! Leave Chile, okay? Leave Chile! Your family is the most disgusting in the world, you know? Leave here! Leave! Leave! You also, you're a traitor to Chile! Mr. Agustin Edwards, you're a traitor to Chile, okay? You're a traitor to Chile! What you're doing right now, okay? 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 You know everything! You know everything! You're participating with him! You're participating with him in this! Your world government will fail, okay? Your world government will fail! Will fail! Will fail! You know it! Leave Chile right now! We don't want you here! We don't want your disgusting stink here! Leave Chile now!
You gotta love it. We don't want you here, you disgusting creature. And by the way, Rockefeller admittedly ran the takeover of Chile and death squads that conservatively killed tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands were put in prison or disappeared. So here's a guy in a country that's still isn't too free talking to a literal Hitler visiting his country who's committed a Holocaust. That's real courage.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.